We have some really specially gifted local musicians with us today. That's an odd term, local musicians. But tell us about what we're about to hear.
Well, Kathy, first I want to say thank you for filling in and offering your space here to do this show, because I actually messed up my calendar, so it all worked out. But anyway, I'm from Pennsylvania originally, and so I'm happy to bring two Pennsylvania musicians who happen to both live in Honesdale. And first is a good friend of mine, Bob Wilson, and another friend of mine, newer friend, Sean Caden.
Well, Bob is standing here in our studio with his beautiful stand-up bass, and they're about to play something for us. It seems that Sean is a really a multi-instrumentalist, so you're going to hear Sean and Bob play some instrumental duos for us today, and Sean is playing guitar, and let's listen to them for a little bit, and then we'll talk. Hey, man, ain't life grand? Doesn't that music make you feel wonderful? Yeah, well, that's really uplifting, guys. So here we are, live in the studio with Sean and Bob. Okay, so I had to pry it out of Sean earlier. He can actually talk. If he would, like, get down there near the microphone. He's holding on to his guitar. These guys are really, really great energy. I had to pry it out of him, but apparently this song that you just heard has something to do with Thelonious Monk. So, or did you, is that right? Did
I mean,
you?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, is that correct? See?
It's a tune written by Thelonious Monk called Blue Monk. Famous jazz standard, I suppose.
Yeah? Okay, that's called Blue Monk.
Blue Monk.
So, it's jazz, but it has a different feel because of the acoustic instruments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like folk jazz or something.
Folk jazz, yeah.
Swing, it's got a swing feel to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole time you were playing, I kind of wanted to clap and snap my fingers or something. That's a great energy.
Good.
So how long have you guys been playing together?
This is the fourth time we've played together.
Oh, yeah.
I believe these guys got together as a response to a post I put out there looking for musicians, and they were just like, hey, let's do something.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right. Well, you see, we're seeing the formation of a band happen in front of us.
And they live, that's, you guys are like amazing. Neighbors, right?
We live on the same block, yes.
Okay, that's wild. Okay. So, this is just a personal coincidence. So these two guys, Bob and Sean, they live on the same block over there in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know, we have another musician that's going to play for us a little later in the program, a man named Tom Bennis. And it turns out that his parents live directly across the street from me. So if you add it all up, and these two guys, and Tom Bennis and me and Steve all got together, we would have a whole new artistic colony. You know, a whole new...
We could call ourselves neighbors.
We could be a band.
We should call ourselves neighbors.
No. Anyway, we could call ourselves neighbors. Anyway, so I digress. I digress. When you play that together, how much of that is improvisational and how much of that is stuff that you have worked out? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, there's a written head melody that goes on that we both played, and then
there's
the chord changes, and then we just improvise on top of that. So
okay.
70% improvised, I would say.
Yeah. And this is only the fourth time you've played together, so do you look at each other? How do you stay together? You're listening, okay. So that's really important, isn't it?
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're listening, too, and I hope that my listeners are in feeling the energy that's coming out here on award-winning hydro-powered radio. We would love to hear another song, gentlemen.
Okay.
Your choice, because we have no say in the matter. Now, you're going to be playing another song on guitar, but then he's going to play something for us on either...
On banjo or mandolin.
But let's hear his guitar playing again. He's playing a beautiful handmade guitar. It's got a Z insignia on it.
Yeah, there's a luthier by the name of Zach Guy made this guitar.
It's a beautiful instrument. Yeah.
He's based in Scranton.
All right. All right. So what are you going to be playing for us?
This next tune is a Wayne Shorter tune called Footprints.
Wayne Shorter. Okay, live here on Now and Then. Here's Sean and Bob, Footprints. was magical. Right. Thank you so much.
That was great.
That was wonderful. So, Sean is going to take a minute and go retrieve his banjo. But in the meantime, I'm going to chat with Bob Wilson for just a second. What a beautiful style you have. If you would just come into the microphone range with your voice. I'm just curious, you know, you've obviously studied and you've reached a beautiful level of playing. Who's inspired you?
So many, like the list, I'm going to forget people, but I would
say,
Jaco Pastorius.
Jaco, fretless. Can I ask you if you've ever heard a man named Danny Thompson?
No, I can't say that I have.
Danny Thompson played with a British ensemble, folk jazzy thing, Pentangle, Fairport Convention. He's done. Anyway, do you know Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks? Have you ever heard them?
Oh, I can't say.
Oh, my God. No. Okay, so I'm striking out here because when I hear your style of performing.
No, I definitely got to check these guys out, though.
All right, but Jaco Pastorius, though. Yeah, man. I hear it. But now he was an electric bassist.
Right.
He also play stand up?
He started off playing stand up.
Okay, I didn't know that.
But, you know, I think it was just more.
So who else is on your list?
I would say. Charles Mingus, Ray Brown, Edgar Meyer,
Tony Marino.
Tony Marino was great. I studied with him for a number of years.
So you actually studied on your instrument with him?
Yeah.
What was that like? You each had your bass there, and would he teach you technique? Would it be like an imitation?
Well, we would I would bring in a song or just work on or some ideas, and we just kind of work together. But, you know, playing with Tony, you just, after like playing with him, you just want to throw your instrument away.
Well, it's really impressive because, you know, normally in this kind of music, it takes some kind of a rhythm section. There's a rhythm section. When you two guys just play, just you two, there is a rhythm section going on. They're not in the room. But I hear it, and it's the precision of your playing. You're holding down the entire rhythm section. It's pretty impressive.
That's the job. Yeah.
It's lovely playing. There's a lot of precision and a lot of freedom. Mm-hmm. It's really great to hear you two play. Yes, thank you so much. So we're about to hear... Sean, I didn't catch your last name. What's your name?
Sean Caden.
How do you spell that?
C-A-D-E-N.
Caden, all right. So it's a pleasure to have you here with us.
Thank you.
And thanks for Stephen Fowell for rounding them up and bringing them in.
I was thinking, maybe can we plug some of their gigs?
Bob or Sean, do you guys have any gigs coming up?
Yes, this Wednesday we're actually playing. Sean and I are playing with another multi-instrument player, Josh Kulik. We're playing at the Holmesdale Library at 5:30 for, I believe it's their Christmas party.
But. So is it the library with books?
The library with books.
With books. Because I used to know a bar called the library.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
I've been to that place.
All right. Well, Sean and
Bob. You do a different kind of studying there at that library.
Yeah, that's the truth, right? So what are you going to play? I mean, my God, it's interesting to hear your repertoire. So they've discussed it, and they're not going to let us know.
see if you can tell what it is.
Okay, we're going to guess what it is. But I love the Wayne Shorter thing with the quotes from What Child Is This, or What You Were Playing at Christmassy.
What Child Is This, or Green... It was Green Sleeves, that we called it.
Footprints.
Foot Sleeves, or Green Prints.
Foot Sleeves, Green Prints.
That's a good one.
It's good. All right,
depends on what part of the country you live in, I guess.
And thanks for representing 3.
Okay, here we go.
Meter. Thank you.
in the studio from WJFF, Sean Caden and Bob Wilson. All right, we've got time for, we've got time for another song from these guys. Sean also brought his mandolin with him today. So I'm Kathy Geary, and my co-host today is Stephen Fowell.
Hello.
Hi.
Can I chime in?
Please. Jump rope.
I'm somewhat of a passive man, but I just want to, we shed some light on some of Bob's influences, and I'm hearing this Bela Fleck thing going on. Well, of course, banjo, but I wanted to ask Sean, now I know Bob's coming from the jazz thing. Where are you coming from musically? Some of your influences?
Just starting now to get into jazz stuff. I kind of was studied on the rock persuasion as well as got into bluegrass a couple years ago.
Cool.
So been studying bluegrass stuff for a couple years and then just started getting into jazz, so making the jazz grass transition there.
Yeah, there's a lot of crossover, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in the sense of improvisation, but from both traditions.
Right, yeah, it's the same, same type of language, I guess. Keeping the round going.
with a different twist.
Right.
But there's definitely, it's like that with a lot of music, so there's this crossover, I think, where you can really blend a hybrid sound. It's cool, I like what you guys are doing.
When you, just recently you said you got into bluegrass and stuff, is that how you got into banjo and mandolin? You were pretty much playing guitar before that?
Yeah, I've been playing guitar for the last 12 years, got into banjo and mandolin and stuff, bluegrass music, maybe about 6 or 7 years ago.
All right.
Kind of been going with that, so.
And then Bob Wilson walked into your life.
the reason I even met Bob was on the Scranton music scene. It's ironic that we live right down the street from each other, but I only know Bob from Scranton, so it's kind of weird how the world works.
Keeping it local.
Yeah. Well, it's a magical thing, and we're lucky to have you play for us here today live in the studio. So let's hear, they're about to play another song for us. And
did they say that was what was the last song?
That tune was Big River. Johnny Cash, I guess, made that popular.
Yeah, I love that one.
All right, and this
next tune is another traditional tune. One of those that's so old they don't know who wrote it. As far as I know, it's Shady Grove.
I love Shady Grove.
So another one of the bluegrass genre. I'll give it a go here.
That's cool. So two jazz and two bluegrass.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
That was beautiful. Thank you. What a wonderful song. That was Shady Thanks, Grove. Guys. Sean Kidd and Bob Wilson.
And when are you guys playing again?
So this Wednesday.
At the Honesdale Library, 5:30.
Honesdale, Pennsylvania at the library this Wednesday. Be there, be square.
Represent.
Yeah. All right. I'm Kathy Geary, and Steve Fauble is with me here today in the studio. And this is a special edition of Now and Then here on WJFF. I just wanted to thank our listeners for their support and keeping us on the air. Our recent pledge drive, it's a great feeling to hear the comments that people had for us here at the radio station. And so a special edition of the Now and Then program today, it's a gift of live music here in our studios. And we've just heard Sean and Bob. Apparently they're from their neighbors in Pennsylvania who just recently met. It's like the fourth time they've played together. What a magical thing. The second half of our program today, we have another, we're so lucky here to have such a wealth of music and artists in our community. We have another a local musician, a man named Tom Bennis, who is about to release a new EP of original music. And he's here in our studio today. Stephen Fowell has invited another musician for us. We're lucky to have the resources that Stephen brings to us. And we're just getting set up here now with Tom Bennis. And let's see if we're all hooked up there.
Hello.
Hi there, Tom.
We're getting them all strapped up.
Okay, so we're doing a live setup here in the studio.
Yes.
So it's kind of an acoustic sound. It's a live sound. Maybe you should just lower that.
Lower this.
And
was it needed?
Yeah, I think a little lower. And Tom is a solo musician. He's got his guitar.
I'm a part-time solo musician.
He's a part-time solo musician. Well, you know, here on Now and Then, I like to explore the world of the singer-songwriter. And so Tom is a welcome addition here at Now and Then. So let's hear a song from Tom. Do you want to introduce this? Or?
Well, the EP in question hasn't started recording yet. We're getting ready to, but so it's far from being released. But this is the first time I'm playing it all together, and the first part is called "From Survivor to Terror."
Tom Bennis, "From Survivor to Terror."
Self-respect. Were no natives when I got there, so I passed myself in here. Occasionally the sea tells me about you in notes of glass. The news is always the same, so I just throw it back and laugh. Yeah, well, I just throw it back and laugh. Then I came across a man named No Regret. both stated how we hated the owl, so we set fire to it. Oh, and the time came when he spoke your name, and the fire waned as I wept. So I stole his vessel, stranded him on self-respect. Oh, what was left? Oh, I stranded him on self-respect. Oh, but where will I go? No, you were my home. Guess I got nothing left. Oh, and who should I see? No, I don't even really like me. Should've known that when she left. As well be chained to my feet, 'cause if this vessel ceases, I myself will drop and cease. So I toss back my hair, lubricate these tonsils with calls, think my father's stories about when there was love and gold. So I'm a monster cracking at your door. For every shiny gun I've got 20 more, leaving holes in holes, bodies broken on the sea floor. Vowing to never go to that owl once more. They say this black flag brands me wicked. Judge the tops of my mind. steady pass. So you find yourself stranded on the sea, making your home amongst all the debris. If you're feeling lonely, you can hitch a ride with me. I'll show you the ropes and then hang them with the sea. They say this black flag brands me wicked. Judge the tops of my mast. They never study their steady
Tom Bennis. Thank you, Tom. Wow. That's some very serious music.
Yes, I'm very serious.
That is some very serious music. Complicated structure.
I try.
When we were first talking about your performing here for us today on the show, you talk about this new recording that you're doing, which is an extended play recording that's coming out soon. And when I was talking to Tom about how to do the show today, I said, you know, could you play a song or maybe two songs and then we'll talk? And what you said to me was, you know, well, it's a very long song. You have like a 24-minute a very long, extended work. And he was gracious enough to break it up for us today. Can you talk about that extended form, what you're doing with that?
I'm used to breaking up because this is the first time I've played it all the way. Well, I'm not technically playing it all the way through because I'm taking breaks here and there. But people who've come to Cafe Divine open mics and who've heard me play solo before, I've heard these songs here or there, but never in the right order. So it's nice to finally have like the whole story from beginning to finish.
So it's a song cycle, really.
Pretty much.
So you think of them as separate songs, but then there's an order, a program.
You'll notice like bits and pieces coming back to resurface later, like they make their way back. So it's kind of it is a cycle.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call it? Is there a name?
A journey to and from me.
A journey
and
to
the project that it's like under is Your Hero a Monster. That's the band name, quote unquote, if there was a band other than me. But,
well, Tom, we look forward to hearing more of your singing and songwriting. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. And Steve Falvel is sitting here in the studio with us.
My good buddy.
And he's my co-host today, and I want to thank him again for inviting Tom Bennis into the studio.
Yes,
with us
thank
here
you,
today.
Steve. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
All right, let's listen to more of Tom Bennis, his original composition.
Then I saw her face down on a raft from a ship we plundered, convinced there was no one left, and I brought her aboard myself, and I gave her all my air, and when she awoke the men, they claimed property of her. And then what occurred? It wasn't meant for words. Quick to reach and unsheathe their swords. And they named her Mutiny, and if they came close, I cut them down. The rapier thoughts under their cutlass crowns. And my first mate, he was the last to drown. I let him steer treason straight into the sound. She took me into a raft, into the currents of her past, haunted by the taunting of the mast. Healing me from the inside, from the inside out. Healing all my fears, restoring my doubts. Well, let me tell you, darling, so uplifting to see not only a pretty face, but amazing company, even if it's only you and me. Cast out castaways in the sea. Saw the sun's birth on the shore, her eyes dilated with allure. Oh, we swam in her age no more. Can say I gave up my evil ways, but why would I lie? The truth is, she grew in my wickedness. You can say I lost my evil ways. town we went to was sick. Well, it was for us, but not from the people we would take. All that gold, leave the children in the cold. Started to change. She developed a conscience that she couldn't tame. It was only a matter of time till she learned the meaning of her name. And there was a horologist making time for all the girls who paid with lust. He wound up my girl with the TikToks of his world. Yeah, once there was a horologist. I was down and out just like before. I thought this was the end of my tour. Felt every bit of sweat drip out of every pore. And the horologist had a bride, one he kept locked away on the inside. So I decided to make her mine. If we're going to for time, let me tell you that. I'd rather a girl on a chain than one that wouldn't last. If we're
all right, are we going too far? This is Tom Venice, live in the studio. Thank you, Tom. Yeah, that's very intense music. It's captivating, though. It's like it really draws you in, you know, to follow what you're talking about. And you're a wonderful singer.
Thank you.
Wonderful singer.
I also lend my voice to a local band known as Avante Gores.
Avante Gores.
Gores. With a Z at the end. But we're going to be playing this crazy end of the world show at the Nutshell, that Collabination Productions, which is another group I'm also in.
Uh-huh.
They're putting it on, and it's going to be Schwiz, who's from Nyack, Avante Gores, and Mazmith from
And this is at the Nutshell. That's in Livingston Manor, isn't it?
No, the Nutshell's in Lake Huntington.
Lake Huntington.
Yes.
Okay, you see, I was wrong. I know where it is in my mind, but not on the map, apparently. Lake Huntington. When is that concert?
It's December 21st.
The end of the world.
Indeed.
End of the world.
And hopefully there'll be more concerts afterwards.
So in this other band you sing, are you the lead singer?
Yes.
Do you do your own songs in that band?
We're working on them. It's a transition phase. They had been working with a previous singer, and now I'm working with them, and we're changing material up and changing and making new material. And
so what will we hear at the Nutshell if we were to be there? Will we hear your latest music or a little bit of both?
You would you'd probably hear a little bit of both. Jason Dole is actually going to be playing a track from our performance at the Chance Theater from last month on his show, Telepathic Radio, tonight.
All right. Well, you see, Jason Dole is one of my favorites here. He's at one WJFF. Of ours too. So just one last question. Your singing is very expressive. You have a lot of confidence as a singer. And you have a very natural look to you as you sing. Do you know what I'm saying? When I watch, when I'm sitting here in the studio, it's just a real pleasure to be this close to somebody. There's no reverb here in the studio. What you're hearing is a totally, what I would say, a naked, a raw,
bare
unplugged
bones, yeah.
Live performance here. And there's a lot of expression in your voice. How did you become a singer?
Well, I'd like to say I started singing before I started talking. Mm-hmm. But I've probably been trying to do it professionally for 10 years. Yeah. Like, I was in choir mm-hmm. in school, so I've always been using my voice, whether mm-hmm. talking or singing. But
mm-hmm. it's a pleasure to hear. So we have time for another song here.
May I chime in?
Yes, uh-oh. Please. This is Stephen Fowell here.
No, I just wanted to ask you to plug the collaboration dates.
Oh, yeah. other shows coming up are this Tuesday. At the Nutshell, we're having Cash Fools. They're on their CD release tour, and they decided to stop by our area on the way. And they're going to be playing with the Great Danes, who are good local friends of ours. Let's see. Then we have the 21st, The End of the World, which is going to be Schwiz, Avante Gores, and Mazmith. And then the 27th, we're having like a live Jamtronica show, which is going to be Kabi Ray, Metronomics, and Mun. So
fabulous. And this is all collaboration.
At the exactly. Nutshell?
At the Nutshell. All shows are going to be at the Nutshell.
And you guys are on Facebook? So
we are.
Facebook.com.
CollabOnation Productions. And
there's also a New Year's Eve collab. No? Okay, no, never mind.
After. We got to make sure the world's going to be still around before we book shows.
Once we get past the end of the world, it's all great. Yeah. All right, let's hear some more from Tom Bennis.
She was but a ghost, only looking for a body to host. Never a prisoner, it seemed. She made the journey to and from me. Oh, the constant moaning of his name. She was an echo of the time they had made. And I had decided to go to act of self-respect. Despite the pain I had left. Oh, but I lost it along the way. And a ghost and a monster would never last the day. And no matter who she sees, she'll just own. Haunt me with every smoke, ghost faded breath. And I watched her as she left.
Thank you. That was Tom Bennis. Thank you, Tom. Watched her as she left. Very dramatic stuff.
Yeah, I'm very dramatic.
He's very dramatic. All right, we're loving it. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. if you want to hear more from that stuff, just keep in tune to facebook.com/yourheroamonster.
Your hero a monster.
And or just become friends with me on Facebook and Tom, you know, you can just ask me about it.
And so music is alive here in WJFF, serving the Catskills, Northeast Pennsylvania and the Upper Delaware River. So
could I do one more shout out?
Please.
Okay. Patty Devine is a huge supporter of the local music scene, and she does open mic the last Friday of every month. She's also doing an artisan's crafts fair tomorrow.
Now, where is Cafe Divine?
It's on Main Street, Calicoon, and she's going to be having the art fair in the river space.
Well, that sounds delightful. Right. So you get the best of the local art scene, the local artisans, the local musicians here on WJFF. Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you enjoyed today's program, The Gift of Live Music. We had Tom Bennis, we had Sean Caden, and Bob Wilson. Thank you so much for listening.